10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey, are you having a house party this New Year's Eve? Well, from 8 p.m. right through till sometime in 2012, 100.3 are going to look after your New Year's Eve party songs with the Party Crew. Ring for requests from 7:30 onwards. We'll keep your house party rocking. That's the 100.3 FM New Year's Eve party night from 8 p.m. through till 2012.
Cabravale Diggers gives you a lifestyle of entertainment. Treat yourself to a feast in the Bartley Street Bistro with Asian and Australian cuisine. Always great entertainment with the Enterprise Band, the Sunday afternoon concerts and karaoke on Wednesday and Saturday nights. Great promotions, bingo and a whole lot more. Cabravale Diggers is a legend among clubs. Come and experience Cabravale Diggers for yourself. Cabravale Diggers is proud to be a sponsor of 2MCR.
100.3 2MCR now brings you up to date with the latest weather information.
We're forecasting fireworks shortly after midnight tonight and a hangover sometime tomorrow morning. Though the good news for the New Year's Eve forecast, we're looking for some fine conditions tonight, tomorrow for New Year's Day, sunny conditions, and that should stay the way for most of the week.
Excellent.
Try the tasty all-you-can-eat Star Buffet family restaurant at Campbelltown RSL Club. Check the menu board for prices. Hey, great seafood available too. Lunch 11:30 to 2:30. Dinner 5:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. And Saturday up until 10 p.m. Special seniors lunch $10.50 Monday to Friday. FPOS and credit cards accepted. Senior cards accepted on all meals. Campbelltown RSL Club. Information for members and guests. Station sponsor.
2MCR, 100.3 FM.
And welcome to a special edition of Saturday Night Live, extra live this week.
That's right, because it's the New Year's Eve.
And we've decided to pre-record it on Thursday night.
Well, the listeners didn't have to know that.
Yeah, but we're doing it like Hey used to do it. You remember how Hey used to be
Didn't they used to record live? It like 6 months in advance or something?
And the drugs are still as bad.
Oh, they're still horrible. Horrible. But yeah, today's show is pretty much just a year in review.
That's it. And it's been a big year in 2011.
Sports, TV.
What's happening in sports, yes.
Mm. Yep. Oh, Peter's got the sports covered.
He does.
Because he's our sport guy, obviously.
He's going to give us five of the biggest sports stories.
I don't know about five, but I'll give you a couple.
Well, I helped him come up with the first two.
So we'll see what else he can figure out. Hey, come on, sport, how hard could sport be? Seriously, there's only so many big events in a year.
I've got three now, yeah.
Okay,
so
you've got three. Mm.
Like, you can talk about the reigning cricket champions of Australia and their big wins against... Anyway,
India. And of course, the State of Origin, Queensland winning again.
Let's not go there.
Well, actually, okay. That's not good for New South Wales, I guess.
Must also play some of the best music of 2012 later in the year. No, 2011.
2011, yes.
You're not there yet, Glenn?
Not there yet. Hoping.
Great stuff happening in the year of this year.
That's right.
And the best, any good movies in 2011?
There's been a lot of good movies.
In 2011.
I did. I saw some movies, yes.
Excellent.
Of course I did.
And you can call us next week on 462-527-68.
Don't request the song, next The Hookers.
Yeah. But actually, save your requests up. If you have all those requests coming to our show later tonight.
No, they can request. That's right.
At 8 p.m., at 7:30, you can start putting your requests in. Big Mike and Co. Are in for the party hoedown.
Party of the century.
Party century.
Yeah.
Well, of the year, I
guess. Of the year. Century could be strong, but it's pretty good.
That's right.
In the interim, we'll get the proceedings underway in his Panic at the Disco. 9:06. This is Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
Very live, as always. As we look back at the year 2011, there's only less than 6 hours to go. Except if you're in another time zone.
Yes. Well, for us, it's a... 2 days and something.
And actually, being used also for time zones too. Samoa the other day during last week changed days. They lost one day out of their year.
How did that happen?
Because they changed the international date line.
Ah.
So they can be more like Australia.
So they lost a day.
They want to be more like us.
That's a bit confusing. So what happens if your birthday's on that day?
You missed your birthday. 500 people missed their birthday.
Oh, that's so sad.
But they get to live another year.
Oh, that's true.
That's okay.
Imagine if it was on a public holiday too.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be
unacceptable. Oh, no. People know that.
So we are talking the biggest sports stories of 2011.
Yes.
And it's been a big year in sport. The Mighty Dragons.
Didn't get anywhere this year, did they?
Oh, those losers.
Yeah, they're not as bad as the Rabbits.
Oh. Well, they...
bad as the...
and they lost a coach as well.
Yeah, now, but yeah. The winning team, they're Manly.
Manly.
What happened to their coach, talking about coaches?
Oh,
one of the biggest stories of the year.
Well, he went to Manly. He went to the Bulldogs, didn't he? So, McGovern's left as well. So, a lot of coaches are having new players and new things for next year. It's all different.
But Hasler, though, he left them in the lurch. Legend for Manly leaves them.
Yeah, well, he probably was going to leave anyway. He wasn't happy there.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
He wasn't very happy, so they decided to, you know, he got offered more money.
Now, next year,
dogs, yes.
NRL, who's your tip?
South, of course.
Okay, let's see if we get a realistic tip.
Be dead set serious, because South, I got some good Manly players and the coach. And,
but South always has good players, but they can't seem to score a goal. And then,
well, the first five rounds of next year, you'll see South on the top, first or second.
And then six, I can guarantee. 9, 10.
All the way down to 20 something.
In the semi-finals this year. Dragons, they'll be poor this next year because their coach, they got a rookie coach.
Will Manly be able to defend their title?
No. I think Bulldogs have got a chance this year.
Now, next year is a big year in AFL as well.
AFL, yes.
We get our own team.
Hooray. Yeah, West Sydney Giants. Great Western Sydney Giants.
Who chose that name?
Oh, they.
It was a poll, wasn't it?
They should let us vote.
They did.
Yeah. Well, they did.
I think it was.
Wow.
Polling.
Wasn't a very good outcome of the vote. No. Democracy, I tell you.
Well, talk about that. There's a lot of coaches. There's a whole lot of new coaches swap teams.
Who will win the NRL? And who will... Is Manly going to be able to defend the NRL?
Manly won't win the grand final next year.
Who's going to win? Rabbitohs?
Probably the most embarrassing story of the year was our attempt to try to win the Soccer World Cup, Pete. Can you remind us how many votes that we got?
Not many.
Two.
Yes.
Wow.
Like, seriously, we could at least gave, you know, a country $10 to bribe them.
Yeah.
At least we got to free.
but we did actually won in the Gold Coast won Olympics.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the Commonwealth Games. Come on, let's not use strong words here.
They won one convincingly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did they bribe?
In the league.
Yeah.
And the Rugby World Cup was last year, Pete. That was a big event. Australia
this year,
miserable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
New Zealand won that, of course.
25 years.
Took a while, but yeah, they won. And also, Samantha Stowe's are winning the tennis.
And anyone else that might have been an Australian, an individual achievement of great note?
Could it be Cadell Evans?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I would also call your worst prediction of 2011, Peter.
Worst prediction?
Yes.
Why? Number one?
No, because you said he wasn't going to win.
Oh, well, I reckon.
And he was going to win.
That was my number one pick.
Who was Cadell Evans?
Over Stoza? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No way.
Why not?
Samantha Stoza winning.
Yeah, I know.
A grand.
She's good.
But other people have done that before, though.
When was the last time Australian won, though?
A long time.
Well, there is tennis is coming
up. Tell me the last time they won the Tour de France.
But tennis is coming up.
Tennis
is more prestigious than the Tour de France.
Leighton Hewitt's going.
I went there.
Leighton Hewitt's going.
I'm sorry, but it is.
Well, the tennis is coming up again soon. With Leighton Hewitt still playing.
Then I did do the Sydney to Wollongong.
How'd you go
this year? And I can tell you now, if they do that for like a month in the Alps of France, I think Tour de France trumps a 2-hour game of tennis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, come on.
I guess so, but...
Come on.
No, I reckon...
But it can go from like 5 hours or something, who knows?
And he won it by a whole minute.
That's true.
I reckon the Sydney to Surf was pretty... the Sydney to Hobart yacht race was pretty good.
How was that?
Who won?
The celebrity team. The Kyle Stefanovic
of course.
Yeah.
Mr. Gold Logie.
Couldn't win the Gold Logie.
They won after eight.
Did he win the Gold Logie?
He did. Yeah. But then he did that drunk speech, remember?
No.
Which one?
There was a
the one not on the Today program.
Investec Lawyer won that, and there was a protest, and they won.
Now, Pete, next year, 2012, big year of sport ahead.
Yes.
What are your highlights for 2012?
Oh, can't wait to the Olympics.
In London Town, the motherland.
July.
Will Fort win gold?
Probably no.
Bronze?
maybe bronze.
Will he qualify?
Well, he might just. But,
yeah. there's no hope. Yeah. No hope for
Thorpe.
They've
got swimming trials coming up anyway, so he's got to get through that in March, I think. So, yeah.
Poor Thorpe.
And any other big events during the year, Pete? Well, the Olympics is usually the main event, really, aren't they? There's nothing else much.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah.
That is the main event.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Plus the Dragons' grand final appearance.
No, South and Bulldogs, I reckon.
You reckon?
Yeah.
South, you're still giving them hope.
Or West Tigers, yeah.
Well, I admire Munsey, Peter's that is spirit. Your final sports report of 2011.
Yeah, it's been a great year.
It has been a great
year. It has been a great year.
We also haven't mentioned, too, at the start of the program, too, it might have been sounding a bit off, too, because Dom.
That's right, Dom Pedro.
He wasn't here Thursday night recording his show.
No.
And...
Because usually we chat to him during the show, and
Don, he's been good,
and he makes fun of Peter.
That Don Pedro,
yeah, he does. It's just not right.
If you think our jokes are bad,
but happy you to listen to Don.
Happy,
we'll be back next week. Don, you can listen.
I believe
to
he did a good program just before us when the show comes out.
Excellent. And you can listen to us live online at termcr.org.au. This is a special year in review of Saturday Night Live. And our special edition of our New Year's Eve community newspaper. What is happening tonight? Apart from the year in review. Pete's whole year in review.
He's going to go through the whole thing.
Everything he's done in the whole year.
From January to December.
Oh, no, not everything.
not the stuff he won't tell us. But everything Pete's done this year, you'll find out coming up. Plus, anything else that happened in the world. And coming up in hour two of Saturday Night Live, we'll also be talking about
TV news.
Yeah,
of course. What's been happening? We're going to go over Kyle again.
Yeah. What else can we imagine that happened last year in TV? This year. Last year.
Oh no! That's true.
We can talk about all the amazing things, but I will give you a tip. Charlie Sheen will be mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, it's Paramore. That's what you get. Pete Murray, you pick me up, and before that, that's what you get, and Paramore.
Oh, excellent.
And it is excellent. These are songs from another time, but in the next hour, we promise you it's all 2011 all the time.
Well, we thought we'd end the show with the actual 2011 songs.
Worst, yeah, it's a good one.
The worst 2011
will be the ultimate song at the end.
Are we going to have at least good ones?
There's a lot of contestants for the worst song of the year, though. Like,
there was. Oh, there's like... lots.
Yeah.
Guy Sebastian.
Yeah, that's right. Guy Sebastian's new crap. Come on, what is that?
Nice way to put it. Craig Brown.
Reese Nasty.
Rihanna.
Oh, Reese. That's right. The Australian Idol guy, was he?
Yeah, Reese Nasty.
Yeah, any Idol person.
And the X Factor winner as well.
Yes.
You can't even remember their names. That's how bad they are.
I don't know who he is, but I know who you're talking about.
Well, Peter likes him. That's why he doesn't say anything bad about him.
New Eminem, that's also
it's difficult.
Not,
that's right.
That's not with the homies anymore.
That's right. He's in. Did you hear it? It's like weird country type of music. It's weird.
Yeah, but he's all sort of like all good now.
Well, you know, because he's got kids now and.
Yeah.
You know.
He's no longer a gangster.
No, he's not. He's just an old guy now.
And also, too, interesting, this late-breaking story. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to talk about late-breaking stories, but the best haircut has been announced, and it is the Pixie Swish cut.
Really?
Yeah, which is the Justin Bieber haircut.
He's
another nominee.
Wait, was this before getting his haircut? Because you know he got a new
maybe
haircut.
Maybe it's his new haircut. I don't know my hair really well.
No, I'm guessing it's the original one where he had, like, the twirl in his
well,
hair.
Well, Emma Watson also has it as well.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That's
it's the most influential.
Wow, it's big.
The look that women wanted.
Justin Bieber, right?
that's a quote from the article, so.
Okay. Yeah,
whatever. But 2011, Pete, what is your year in review? What have you done all year?
Myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have I done?
It is Pete's week. We thought 2011, sum it up in two words.
Well, it's the same every year for me.
Well, that's not good.
Why not? But hopefully next year will be a lot better because I'm going to look for a job.
Excellent.
That's a good start.
That's a good start.
That is the best start you can do.
It's good. I'm getting there.
But it has been a very big year. If you're a lunatic dictator,
no.
Bad news.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably dead this year. And we're excluding Steve Jobs from this because he's just a businessman.
And he's not a dictator.
And he's
not
a dictator, no. And we'll also exclude the Labour Party.
Because
that's close enough.
Yes.
We did lose Christina Keneally this year in the annihilation election.
Yeah, what happened to her? She just like disappeared off the face of the earth.
Seriously, what would you do?
She's gone. Mm-hmm. She's gone.
She canned all her party members.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh,
wow.
It also means Campbelltown got its first in a long, long time. First time at Suburban City, you have a Liberal member in Campbelltown.
That's right.
Yeah.
In Campbelltown.
Mm-hmm.
Even the Liberals don't understand.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
That is a brilliant start.
But how did Barry O'Farrell go so far this year, Pete? He gave us a national park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go in there for free.
Yeah, also, yes, and he made the Botanic Gardens for free.
Yes, he did. Yeah, yes.
I like free.
Like free things.
Speaks to me.
Yeah,
he's got to do the M5 expansion. Mm-hmm. Announced last.
The train line's getting done.
So he's doing good stuff.
Yeah, all the train stations along MacArthur are all getting.
He put some elevators at the ones that don't have them.
And then the fallout from the Labour Party also too is that Sir Lunchlot became Sir I Sleep a Lot with Prostitutes.
That's right.
But only in the hotel room because they were just there for a back massage.
Yeah.
Which is what he thought he was going for.
Yes, yes, yes. Whatever keeps you happy. What are the scandals of the year, Pete? What are the scandals of the year? There was Mr. Thompson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, who also another Labour member with prostitutes. Bit of a theme going there, actually.
I think they got an issue in that party.
And the end of the world came.
Oh, that did it. Well, twice. It came twice.
Twice it came and didn't happen.
It? Well, once it was earlier in the year, then it was October.
And then also the, news, and the news of the world came to an end as well.
Well, that's right, news of the world. Oh, I remember that. People aren't happy.
So sad. I miss the news of the world.
And
I never read it, but I miss it.
Oh, you weren't? I didn't even know who they were until that scandal happened, so, you know.
But also to the dictators we lost all the good guys in the world. Bin Laden finally found.
Yep. But we haven't found his body. No,
I did.
Well, they say that, but there's no photos or anything.
It's like the moon landing, but anyway.
Yeah, you can't prove it.
It's got a newspaper article.
That's true. That's true.
We lost Gaddafi.
We lost Gaddafi, Bin Laden.
Bin Laden.
Kim Jong-il.
And Kim Jong-il, I think the saddest story of the year. You know, who am I going to make fun of now? I've lost so much material. Bin Laden, Kim Jong-il, Gaddafi.
Gaddafi.
Saddam.
No, that was last year.
Saddam's gone already.
Yeah, we've pretty much lost all the good ones to make fun of.
Yeah. though we did have a new nominee, possibly Qantas, came very popular.
Oh, that's right, the big Qantas scandal.
Yeah, yes, the flying kangaroo.
Yeah, that didn't work very well at all.
And a lot of disasters this year.
Yeah.
A lot of earthquakes and tsunamis.
Any that you remember?
And not recently the earthquake in
Christchurch.
Yeah.
We also had the flood appeal for Queensland.
Yes, when that all happened.
Yes, not good, not good. And
no, a year to the day since it happened.
Oh, that's right, yeah. What's a year today? And also back to politics.
Yep.
Tony Abbott.
Yeah, did he say anything interesting this year?
He did, didn't he?
Did he happen to say...
He had a lot.
Yes, happens at some point.
He had a lot to say.
Let's have a listen.
A soldier has died, and you shouldn't be trying to turn this into a subsequent media circus.
The soldiers shouldn't. Yeah. I shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I'm not turning into a media circus. I'm showing you vision of you, your reaction to his explanation about what happened on the day in the operation that, in which McKinney was killed. How's that turning into a media circus?
He's still thinking.
Okay, well, tell me, what's the context? And if it's out of context, what is the context? You're not saying anything, Tony.
I've given you the response you deserve.
Oh,
ouch.
Silence is what you deserve. Is it true? Was it?
Well, he was stuttering a bit there, and yeah. That's not very nice. That's what? So the correct response was nothing?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because apparently, what happened at the time, if this Afghan soldier.
Yeah.
A soldier in Afghanistan.
Was explaining what happened.
Explained what happens, and then he was saying, really, is that what you say?
Yeah, that's what my teammates
about
just died.
Wrong, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like you might say that if you maybe
like if you drop
made a missed paperwork error, but
yeah, yeah. But not when he was telling him how his army friends died, and he's like, "Well, you know, that's not good."
Now he didn't ditch the bitch this year.
No,
Judy Gillard's still there. Saying with politics, but Kevin 11 is about.
It's now, like he's running the country.
We recorded this on Thursday, but we don't know. Kevin might get his knife out before. Saturday.
He may have already been Prime Minister by now.
Might be Prime Minister. Well, let's assume that he won't ditch Julia before then.
No, I don't think. I think they're going to have an election mid-next year.
Does Kevin 12 ring the bell, Pete?
No.
Kevin 11 was a time.
That was perfect.
Yeah, Kevin 11.
And a long time before we get to Kevin 17.
Oh, it was Kevin 07 as well, yeah.
Kevin 07.
Yeah.
And 17 doesn't have the same ring as 7.
Kevin 13, no.
14, Kevin 14. No, it just 15, doesn't work 16, anymore. 17, 18, 19. That's a long time.
Peter 12, yeah, sounds good.
Peter 12.
Yeah.
Well, you act well, but you know.
And then we also had Poker Machines going nuts. And
oh, that scandal, yeah. Yes.
Silent
yes.
Seekers are still coming. And the carbon tax, well, the world's coming to an end.
Yeah.
And the speaker, the rat. Oh, Pete, how's Harry. It going?
That's right.
Well, Harry left, didn't
Harry
he?
Harry Jenkins, gone.
Pulled the plane.
Another gone. Sad day.
Not a sad day.
The and teenagers in Bali too became very popular during the year.
Oh, that's right. That kid, yes, yes.
Apparently, he's going to be a teenager drug dealer. It's cool these days.
yeah, he's home now from Bali.
Where he should be. He should be grounded.
Grounded for life.
He should be grounded in his room.
And we must not forget to the Kim Kardashian marriage.
That lasted 17 days, I think.
Yes, the longest marriage of the year.
And now the basketball started again. So
I think you meant shortest or something. But actually, someone beat it.
Sorry.
Someone beat it. Another celebrity this week only lasted 7 days.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, but
Ashley Cole and Demi Moore broke up.
That's right, they're gone.
Yes. And Kate and Will haven't broken up yet, but...
That's right, when they were in Australia as well.
Yeah.
The Queen's visit. So a lot happened this year for Australia.
Yeah, we had Obama turn up for a day.
We got Hooters in Campbelltown.
Yeah. all the amazing things that we've had.
All the landmark events.
And apparently we found online shopping during the year as well.
Oh, really?
It's awesome.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but lots happening. It's been a good year for Australia.
It has been, yeah. Our Australian dollar is still roaring.
That's right, and next year, 2012, the world's meant to end.
And also, closer to home, Pete, they still can't sell Minto more to anybody.
No, hopefully.
Hopefully, we'll have a buyer by this comes out.
Yes. And hopefully, Panjos will be open too.
And then, yes, everything went, and the markets and Panjos went broke. So.
Yeah, so hopefully, we'll new next year.
So that's the year in 10 minutes.
All right, and we also forgot one other one.
Oh yes.
Eurovision, the big winners.
We must give them a tribute.
Here's Azerbaijan, I believe.
Which next year will host in night as New Year's Eve comes to a close. Fine conditions expected tonight. We're looking for a mostly sunny day for New Year's Day. And the public holiday for most of next week, we're going to actually have for the first time in 2012 summer. A new invention for next year. It should last till late during the week. And that's the latest 2MCR weather.
Find out more about 2MCR on our website at www.2mcr.org.au. You'll find details about our diverse range of programs covering jazz to blues and rock to country. 2MCR is Campbelltown, Camden and Molondilly Shire's local radio station. Check us out online at www.2mcr.org.au.
A radio station for the community that's run by the community. 2MCR 100.3.
And it's just gone past 7. This is hour 2 of Saturday Night
Excellent.
Live. The Saturday Night Live. Live edition.
The
New Year's Eve
what do they
special.
Call it? The unplugged edition.
Unplugged.
That's right.
That's when we're gonna do a hopeless clip show, but we forgot to record our shows this year. So that's our New Year's resolution. Pete, what's your New Year's resolution?
There's a lot of things. Get a job.
You're gonna get married, aren't you?
Yeah, you've got a
girlfriend. So.
Yeah. Oh well, not yet. Getting there. Getting there.
Okay.
You two should. Start something too.
Yep, okay.
Yes, sir.
I'll go on Facebook and
I think I'll work.
I'll go on Facebook and stalk someone just like you.
Yeah!
And delete my photo.
Does that count?
No, I don't stalk. They went to the same school. Well, sort of.
And come out this hour, Steve. What do we have?
We have TV news. Now, we've chose the best bits from this year of TV news.
And there's a lot.
Oh, we've got.
We have culled it down.
We've actually gotten it down to the. Free greatest of this year. Only free
clips.
But we'll talk free clips, but we'll talk about items. Others. Yeah. But yeah.
Good. And also too, we'll talk about the best movies of 2011 and all this hour the best music of 2011 and also the worst song of 2011 later to end the show. Right. Many contestants and nominees and well, we can't list them all in this short amount of time.
No.
So and also too in half an hour too you can start getting your requests in for the party crew.
Oh,
coming
yes.
Coming at 8. This new party crew is coming at 8. They're going
to... They're going 8 till midnight.
8 to midnight. 8 till 2012.
Oh, that's right.
8 till 8.
They're doing a whole year.
We're counted all next year.
They could go all year, all night, you know.
Yep. I think they'll give up probably around
1.
6 a.m.
2 o'clock.
Well, who knows? They probably could go. They could go. There's going to be a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think every presenter's coming.
Yeah, any announcers can come in whenever they want.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
join in.
A lot, is it?
Yes.
I don't know.
Two studios open. No, we can... Party on all
there
night.
We go. And you put your requests in. So think of some songs you can have. This might give you some ideas because this is the best of 2011. He's birthed.
Can't wait till time.
Well, 2012 is meant to be the end of the world.
It is December 21st. Mm. Is meant to be the end.
Oh, it's December 21st, not
December 21st. No, not December 21st, 2000, and because we wouldn't be here right
now. No, I was thinking maybe like once it goes to 2012, the movie kicks in and we're gone.
Oh, no. It's December 21st is
should pay more attention.
Yeah, when all that crap they reckon that, you know, the Mayan calendar ends, when someone can just get a new calendar, there's no
but
big deal.
I've got a theory that I think I figured how it's going to end. So yeah, the US presidential election next year,
mm-hmm,
and this guy, Rick Perry, Rick the man Perry, is going to be the president of the United States, and this is some of his fine work from 2011.
As it happened, and I will tell you, it's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone: commerce, education, and the what's the third one there? Let's see.
You need five.
Oh, five. Okay. So five. Commerce, education, and
EPA.
EPA. There you go. No. Okay.
Let's talk. Get the ticket.
Seriously. Is EPA the one you were talking about? Or?
No, sir. We were talking about the agencies of government. EPA needs to be rebuilt.
But
there's
you
no
can't.
Doubt about
but you
that.
Can't name the third one.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see, I can't, the third, sorry, oops.
What about the EPA?
Oops, indeed, and lucky he's dealing with the Department of Education and memory loss too, I hear.
Yeah, poor guy, he's never going to get elected.
Yeah, seriously, if he gets in, that's the end of the world right there.
Well, he wants to get rid of
education. Press that button by mistake, he'll forget where it was.
Was that
the nuclear button?
I'm pretty sure he didn't mean to get rid of education. And
no, he actually wanted to get rid of education. Actually one of his policies, he wanted to get rid of education.
Yeah.
Educated Americans. Of course, grief from the world.
Well, they've still got Ron Paul and Barack Obama. I think that's the only
And
right.
Citizen Kane's gone. What was his name? The burger man that...
Oh, that's right.
The Domino's pizza
man. I can't remember his name, but...
I don't know what he done wrong, but he done everything wrong.
Yeah, and...
He got confused with all the stands.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's so confusing. Afghanistan and there's other stands.
Oh, yeah. And then Sarah Palin's gone too.
Yeah, it's a pity. I want Sarah Palin.
She was crazy.
She would have been awesome.
She was
Take that,
nuts.
Russia. You'd have been invaded the day after.
she made that known. talk about a dictator.
She probably even would have invaded California, but she doesn't realize that's under
that
our own team.
That other country, California.
But talking now, we'll move. That was one TV highlight of the year.
Closer to home. Another blooper.
Oh, yes. Bloopers galore.
Closer to home.
And Paul joins us now. Now, Paul, there are reports the reshuffle has moved six cabinet ministers from the Gillard camp to the Rudd camp. So is she in big trouble?
Well, Lexi, I've been searching all day and I can't find six. I can't find that either. I can't find six.
Six. Oh, the old New Zealand disease strikes poor Bongiorno.
Poor guy.
You know what, Steve? That is the only thing you've ever laughed at every time we've played it. It's the best blooper of 2011.
It's because he's meant to be so professional and he's got other things on his mind and... He's probably not getting any at home.
And he probably was looking for that on the internet too.
Next year he will. His family probably would have made so much fun out of him when he got home. Poor guy.
Watch on
his wife would have drilled
Watch
him.
Watch till midnight tonight, he'll get it.
Well, that's his New Year's resolution, to find sex.
Yes.
And on the internet, because it's so hard to find.
Wow.
Now, also talking about losers on the internet, we're going to get to Charlie Sheen in a minute, but before Charlie Sheen, there was one of the golden moments of television in 2011.
Yes.
Golden Globes. And a boring awards ceremony at the best of times, Steve.
Ricky Gervais made it the greatest, and he is hosting again next year.
Yes.
All right, here's some clips.
I love you, Philip Morris, Jim Carrey and Ewan McGregor, two heterosexual actors pretending to be gay. So the complete opposite of some famous Scientologist then. Congratulations to Hugh Hefner, getting married at the age of 84 to 24-year-old beauty, Crystal Harris. When she was asked why she was marrying him, she said because he lied about his age.
Oh, wow, he's so good.
And it kept on going.
It went on all night, and he went on another talk show to so-called apologise.
Oh, yes, sincere
indeed. Here's what he had to say.
Me for a job, and if they didn't want me, they shouldn't have hired me.
Someone asked me, you know, what do you think, as a fellow Brit on TV in America, what do you think of what happened with Ricky? I said, well, it's a bit like inviting a hammerhead shark to dinner. And then when he eats all the guests, you start complaining. I mean, well, you kind of know what you're going to get.
But that's one thing. But also, as I say, I don't think I did anything wrong.
Oh, an apology of innocence.
I love it. But it's right. Why would you hire Ricky Gervais? They know what he's like.
And apparently he's doing hammerhead shark training for next year too. So
he's going to go scuba diving. And
talking about needing a hammerhead shark, we should get to the big story of 2011. Yeah. Like, there might have been the Arab Spring. Before that, there was the Charlie Sheen revolution against his $30 million a year contract.
One of the biggest.
But he was one of the greatest actors of all time, and he turned out a bit like this.
Good start. It's a good start.
It's a great start.
Yeah, it's the first win that we can claim to be completely original, which excites me, which puts me in the zone of winning. I'm by winning. I win here and I win there. Now what? Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it. Talk about it.
Winning.
Oh, he's all about winning, that Charlie Sheen.
Now, Steve, 2012, big year ahead for Charlie Sheen. He's winning all the time.
Well, he may have a new show coming out. So.
Called Winning?
Called Winning. I think it's called, like, Anger Management or something.
Anger Management.
No. And it's just about him going crazy.
That cannot be true.
No, but he does have a new show coming out. It's in production, but we'll see how it goes.
I thought you were actually being serious then.
I was being serious.
Oh, were you?
Well, it's not called Anger Management.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's what I thought, yeah.
But
But he didn't really end out quite well because he lost millions of dollars.
Oh, he'd lost so much. He was making at least $10 million an episode.
You can put stuff on Twitter, but that doesn't get you $10 million a tweet.
He was getting probably a million a tweet.
Yeah.
For free advertising.
And you get $10 million for a TV show.
What's he got to complain about, really?
And then...
Now to an Australian loser.
We want to do comparisons.
We do. And this time around, it is Kyle Sand.
Also, a runner-up from last year's episode, too.
Oh, was he? He was, too.
I haven't even listened to our last year's.
Oh, that's right. It was for that telephone thing he did, yeah.
Yes.
But
this time, he's not picking on 14-year-old girls' sex life, so...
Here's his entry.
Some fat slag on Telegraph website, news.com.au, has already branded it a disaster. What a fat bit of thing you are. You're deputy editor of an online thing. That's enough. You got a nothing job anyway.
Oh wow.
Deputy editor. Oh, wait till he finds out I'm a community radio DJ and still thinks he's a
Yeah, you don't have to be a deputy editor.
You're not even on a radio station that broadcasts the whole city. And yes, Carl, you are still a tool.
He is a mega tool and...
But he'll still be the next year. He's kept his job.
He's still there. You know, they'll keep him around. He brings the ratings. What can they say? Ratings earn money.
Now, TV show of the year, Pete. There have been many TV shows.
What's your favourite show of the year?
Well...
Apart from the winning show...
There's been a lot of repeats lately, isn't there? Not much on.
But the whole year.
I loved Biggest Loser.
That's the greatest show of the year.
X Factor was okay.
Wow. Civilization's
You need to watch good shows.
I continue to watch Prisoner.
No, we're talking about this year, not from 1960 something.
Yeah, but Prisoner's on telly.
That was the best thing for Peter Mounsey in 2011, Steve.
My favourite show was Louis. Louis C.K. show on the Comedy Channel. Yeah. The greatest show ever. It's like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
But better.
This is the greatest show. Yeah. Greatest. Besides that, it'd be Dexter and like Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah,
Dexter.
Yeah.
Of course.
And biggest disappointments of 2011?
The supposed revival of 2.5 Men. I saw that. That was horrible.
Mm. Yeah, it doesn't take much to take Ashton Kutcher's clothes off. Demi Moore's been doing that for years.
Yeah. that's my most hated show this year.
Pete, worst show? Chase was back this year.
Yep, the hamster
wheel. I didn't like Chase.
But you
like
said
Chase.
You liked
that
them before.
That was my favourite show of the year.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a knockout still on now. Still.
Well, that would also be one of my other favourite shows of the year. It's a knockout. That was. But then I realised I was over it.
No, I didn't like that. I preferred the original one.
Okay. Gwen?
Oh, God.
What was your favourite show?
favourite show, I thought The Hamster was good.
Oh, that's right. And
I was a bit sad The United States of Tara came to an end, because that was quite
a good show. Good show, yeah.
That was because Spielberg does good stuff.
Oh,
he's never been axed before.
He's never been good at TV besides like Animaniacs, and that was about it.
Come on, Picking the Brain, great classic there. And also The Circle just hit its stride this year.
Mm.
And then lost all its cast, which was excellent.
And they're losing more next year.
Yes. And we got the bad news this year too, Big Brother's back in 2012.
Oh, that's right.
That's good news for me.
Well, at least if they should at least get Mike Goldman, who knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he should be there.
And also, one of my other highlights of the year too was Warnie.
Oh, that's right, yes, Warnie. Short-lived and Ben Elton.
Yeah, oh God, how could we forget?
Oh, Ben horrible.
Elton, yes. Ben Elton live from Planet, I Don't Know If You're Funny.
That was the worst show in Australian history.
It was worse than our show.
It was horrible. Yeah. And also, Bad Things, Humphrey Bear. A lot happened with him.
He's always insulted.
He got sold off, and then he got stole, and then he got found.
And also, too, one of the biggest changes of the year, too, is Channel 10's Channel 11.
Ah, great channel.
And channel and all these and new one. Channels. And
all the digital channels.
One's gone non-sport. And
Channel 11's got mostly, like, American stuff. And 7 Mate.
Neighbours is still on.
Neighbours is on
11. 7-4 now.
That's right, there's a new one now. But they're just testing it with Home Shopping crap.
No, it's Channel 7's sports channel.
That's right.
Channel 9's
and poor old Jordan Negus couldn't get a rating.
George Negus,
nice guy, but
no.
Boring to watch.
They should have just kept The Simpsons and Neighbours at that time.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. They ruined it. Once those went, the show went downhill. Well, the channel, I guess.
And next year, Pete, 7 won this year, convincingly.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen they next took year? It.
Well, is 9 going to come back now they're broke?
Channel 9 wants to come back with this brand new show up against the rafters at the same time. So people will watch this new show on Channel 9, but it probably not for long.
The only time 9 actually wins is when the football's on.
Yeah, with
they have the Olympics, don't they?
Olympics.
They do, yes.
So they've got the Olympics?
So when they're the state of
but
origin.
Usually they have this rule is that the Olympics don't count in your ratings.
Oh, really?
Once every 4 years.
Oh, well, you got the state of origin then.
Which is a bit silly because you've
it's
got
still
them,
on your channel.
Still
yeah.
rating, I would have thought.
That's a bit of a cop-out.
Big Brother will be on after the Olympics.
Big Brother back. So it's looking good for Channel 9.
Another disappointment this year to mention disappointment, Angry Boys.
That was a big
one too.
That was a big disappointment.
That was
they're showing Angry Boys at the moment
in the US.
They are. ABC 2, I think. They're showing that and Summer Heights High back-to-back.
That's right, they are, and but it just recently screened on America.
And that go well?
I'm just looking through the reviews now, because they've got their first US reviews in, the early ones. Now, some are saying it's he's doing much more than he did in Summer Heights High, obviously. But he's taking a risky approach to these stories. Of course, you know, he's African-American character, and he's Asian character. Yeah, yeah. Americans don't like those type of jokes, you know. They just like the straight up American.
They want just a predictable joke with a laugh track.
And also, how's they?
Yeah, they like crap.
How's they went well too. They'll be on next year, the second series for How's.
Well, that was also that was an odd show of the year. And also, Come Back to Where You Come From, one of my favourite shows. Oh. And we forgot to get the quote of Raquel.
Ah, damn.
Yes, I live in Blacktown, and there's black people. One of the famous quotes of 2011.
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was just painful.
But it's been a pretty alright year for TV.
Any highlights next year? The Olympics, of course.
New channels coming to Fox. One I'm looking forward to, FX.
Yep.
It's going to have The Walking Dead and Louis.
Australia
it's going to be great.
Australia Day coming on, I think.
Yep. So look Australia out for that. That's one of my big highlights.
Fox Footy Channel.
And Media Watch and maybe gone half an hour, so I'm looking forward to that.
Half an hour?
Half an hour Media Watch,
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a tough one to watch.
I know. So I'm looking for... There's some good stuff happening next year.
Yeah.
Should be good.
Excellent. Well, that is the year in television.
Oh, a lot happened.
In just 15 minutes. As quick as it can be. Also, a big song in 2011 was Coldplay with their new album, and here is a song from that and Paradise. Coldplay's new song of 2011, Paradise, off their new album, which is, well, sold well off, I'm assuming. And it is now 7:30, and that means, Steve, it is time
for...
The community news.
No, it is time, if
community
you have a request
news.
For the next...
Community news.
For the next 10 hours, or whatever they get. I think they hit at 6 in the morning.
Oh, you reckon?
Sure.
The party crew are getting ready.
Well, you've at least got 12 hours to get your...
They've got their pens,
in.
Pencils, erasers, and...
Shutters.
CDs, computers, databases, everything ready.
Their external hard drives,
everything.
They're
ready
their records.
Records?
Yeah, well, sure we'll play records. Oh, yeah, we've got turntables.
They've got the party show coming tonight at 8, and here's a preview. No, we don't have one yet.
No, we don't have one.
It's going to be good. All your requests. 4625-2768. They're here till countdown midnight.
Yeah.
At midnight, strangely enough. And also to come up in half an hour, we're going to, less than half an hour, we're going to give you the event you've been waiting for all year, mm-hmm. the worst song of the year. And the community users next, of course.
Functions, weddings, birthday parties, and business functions can be a real headache to organise unless you have expert help. Our sponsor, FJ Catering, is a one-stop catering specialist. For that unique cake for your wedding or that special function, you need to go off perfectly. FJ Catering are your team. They can even organise barbecues and picnics. Call Fred or Colleen at FJ Catering 4625 6991 or check their website fjcatering.com.au.
Keeping the community informed. MCR 100.3 FM.
And a special New Year's Eve edition of Community News.
That's right.
Yes, well...
Peter.
He's already in 2012.
Yeah, well, guess what? It's happening at Koshigaya Park right now. The entertainment started at half an hour ago and includes some Kung Fu Panda, Go Yabby Dabby. We'll get the party started with the kids and while One Hit Wonders and Boogie Fever will everyone on their feet for tonight. Now, it's a drug and alcohol-free event. The first fireworks get underway at 9 and the big finale at midnight. So get on down there, bring a picnic and settle in for tonight's big event.
And the other big event in the city too, if you want to get there, there's additional transport to get you there. There's additional trains on all lines. They'll run around the clock, except for the Southern Highlands line, which is going to have the last train at 2:21 a.m. But it is the Southern Highlands. They don't party out too late down there. Find out more details on cityrail.info. The extra trains will run all night, but Circular Quay Station will be closed from 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock. You'll have to get off at either St. James or Wynyard and walk to the harbourside for the fireworks at both 9 and midnight. And we'll have more community news from tomorrow at 6:30.
Campbelltown RSL Club remind you that their carousel function room is available for weddings, engagements, christenings, birthday parties and any corporate event. They offer a great range of rooms and packages to suit all tastes and budgets. The centre is renowned for its fine food, delicious desserts and professional service. Make your special event more memorable at Campbelltown RSL Club. Information for members and guests and supporting sponsor of 2MCR.
This is your radio station, 100.3 FM.
100.3. And coming up, Steve.
Of course, we've got the best of movies for this year. Mm. Well, my selection, and you've got your own selection.
That's
all that matters. No. I'm choosing my top five, I guess. And you can do yours, Glenn. And
I'll pick my top
yours.
One.
No, I don't want to do one. I haven't got a movie. I don't watch movies, so.
Oh, jeez. Well, I'm going to choose the top five I actually saw this year. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Well, Peter doesn't watch any movies he can talk about in this time slot.
Yeah, he's got a weird selection for the over 18s.
Yeah.
Yes. W, get your party across here now. 4625-2768. The song of the year, Steve, at the ARIA Awards, the best Australian song of the year. Tell me more about it.
It was, of course, Gautier with somebody that I used to know that sweep the ARIAs.
Probably use a blow-up toy. 'Cause I'm everything you'll ever want, but everything you'll never have. All the money in the world could buy you ass, but can't buy class. Buy you ass, but can't buy class.
Disco and Awkward, a new song from 2011 song. From a new band.
They are a new band, actually. They are.
Babe Grand, Surrender. I don't see if you put this as your two best songs of the year.
Come on. Three, because then plus Gautier.
Yeah, Gautier, I pay, but Baby Grand.
Surrender. I'm sorry. It's,
what was going on?
Well, compared to what came out this year, what was that guy's name?
Rhys Meston.
Yeah, come on. Expector. Unless you wanted.
No, I love Rhys Meston's song is great.
Unless you wanted Never Say Never.
Will.
Oh.
So
spoiler alert.
There's a hint to the worst song of the year coming up in just less than 10 minutes. Was it Roy Maston or was it Never Say Never? We'll never tell you.
They look the same to me.
No. Yeah, well, pretty much they are the same, aren't they?
They are.
Don't forget, get your requests in now.
Yes, they're in the studio.
The putty team is here. They've got their stuff.
They're getting ready.
Ready to rock.
In the studio, pumping away.
Trent's got the week off because he's got...
And Marty's got the week off, too.
And Marty's got the week off. So, putty on. 8 o'clock, they're starting right through to... whatever. After 2012 sometimes.
Thai restaurant.
And we're back talking movies for 2011 and our final segment of 2011. Well, almost final segment.
Pretty much.
Final extended talk segment.
Yep.
The Academy Awards this year said The King's Speech was the best of last year, Steve.
I disagree with that totally.
Why would you disagree with The King's Speech? Come on.
It wasn't that great.
Royal Wedding this year. Come on.
So, nice. That's no excuse for giving a movie an award.
Well, the
no, no. It was not as good as people thought it was.
Was it?
I watched it. I watched the top contenders. I watched The Social Network, King's Speech, The Fighter, Toy Story 3.
But so, you know what's really good about The King's Speech I liked?
Yep.
Is I fell asleep on the plane because it was that boring.
My point exactly. Yeah. I still think The Social Network should have won. That was such a great movie.
But I did have sleeping tablets, so that might have helped.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That might have helped.
But it helped, though. It sort of, you know, it's got that
Do you remember anything
slow
from it?
Plot.
Do you remember?
It was a long way to say he has to make a speech, yeah.
Yeah. He just stutters and that's it.
Yeah.
A movie about stuttering. No, it wasn't that great and it annoys me that it won.
You thought Social Network should have won.
It should have won. Oh. But at least it won Best Adapted Screenplay.
Right, the year 2011. now, the best movies 2011, so you are a movie expert.
Yes. My top three picks for this year was Paul. Now, this is mostly for sci-fi geeks. It's got all those stuff in it. It even had the voice of Steven Spielberg in there.
Uh-huh. Ooh.
There was this joke in it that the alien was the guy that gave Spielberg the idea for E.T. So they actually got Steven Spielberg to ring up and go, you know, I'm looking for a new movie. And and the alien is giving him the ideas. It was funny. It was good.
I'll pay that.
It was actually really good. They actually got him and it was brilliant. Overall, the movie wasn't that great, though. The rest of it wasn't that great. But I saw that one. And I saw Bridesmaids, which was pretty funny. And funny enough, it's actually being nominated for next year's Oscars.
Really?
For Best Picture.
No.
Yeah. There wasn't that many good movies released this year, though. That's the thing.
It's been a pretty lame year. Like, it has. A lot of them are coming up now. There is the...
And a lot of them that came out this
Moneyball's
year...
Moneyball's coming out.
Moneyball. That was... I haven't seen that yet. Tintin just came out.
Tintin. Red Dog was quite a big pop movie.
That won't get nominated for any Oscar. It's no Animal Kingdom.
I don't think the Oscars are where it actually happened. It happened in Australia.
I don't think so. not at all.
but we can live in hope.
Well, that's right, because this year it was just mostly sequels and reboots and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And then there was a Thatcher movie, which is a bit odd. I don't want to see Meryl Streep for the best of times.
Yeah, that's right.
That, I think to me, that is like, oh, we don't the King's Speech. Wow, maybe people care about Britain.
No. We don't really. No, not at all. But and another good one this year was Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Yes.
That was brilliant. Yeah. I watched that. That was brilliant. You know what it's about. It's about the rise of the Planet of the Apes. It's pretty self-explanatory in the title.
Yeah. The apes are involved.
Yes. If you haven't seen Planet of the Apes, the original, then I guess you get lost.
Yeah. And check.
Peter hasn't. Peter hasn't been in the movies in 18 years.
Hey, I've watched Planet of the Apes.
Okay, well, you've got some credentials. Great.
Yeah, we're not talking about the movies that you have at home that you can't talk about.
And those are my three picks that I saw this year, the good ones. Paul, yeah.
And what was the... there's plenty of lowlights to pick from the year of movies.
I think the worst one was probably the latest Twilight movie.
Wow.
That was junk. That was junk.
And Harry Potter came to an end, did he not?
Harry Potter ended with the...
I won't remember the ending.
The Half-Blood Prince.
Apparently he becomes older.
He becomes older and he kills Lord Voldemort. And that's the ending.
Who?
The main bad guy.
Okay, thank you. I've never watched
Harry Potter. Guy that gave Harry Potter his lightning bolt on his head and killed his parents. Mm. So I just spoiled it for you. You don't need to watch.
I don't have to read 20 books.
You don't have to read 20 books and watch 7 movies. And
ooh, good eye. And 2012, big year ahead.
Oh, there's a lot. You've got
Moneyball 2.
No.
King's Speech 2, Social Network 2.
The MySpace movie.
Toy Story 57.
No, there will be a new Toy Story movie coming out.
No.
There is.
Come on. Please can't be stopped at 4.
No, didn't they do like 7 of them or something?
Yeah. Well, it was where it really did stop.
No, there's some good ones. There's a movie version of 21 Jump Street coming out.
That's cool.
That's going to be cool. I saw the trailer. It looks
That's retro.
The Amazing Spider-Man reboot looks really good.
The
Avengers. So it's a big year for superhero movies. The Dark Knight Rises
what
is coming
year
out.
Is not a good year for superhero movies?
Yeah, that's true. that's so true, Glenn.
I know everything about movies. I'm going to be the new movie expert next year.
I think you're going to have to. Yeah, that's pretty much it. There's a lot of coming out, and then there's a lot of crap as well. There's a Total Recall reboot.
Yep.
The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger is coming back out.
He will be back.
He may be in it. There's a new G.I. Joe, so there's a lot for...
Apparently he saved the state from bankruptcy.
Yeah, and then cheated on his wife with his maid.
Men in Black 3?
Men in Black 3 is coming out, which I can't wait. That's going to be brilliant.
I did like Men in Black 1. I was a big fan of
that. I love Men in Black. They're so good.
Madagascar?
Of course, the ending of Twilight's coming out next year, finally. If you don't care about those, no one cares about that, really.
There is some gory glaze in 2012.
And that's pretty much it for next year.
And 2013, the movie, the follow-up to 2012, it didn't happen.
No. Not yet.
Not yet. We're working on. That's movies for 2011 and 2012. Probe your head.
That's the year in review of the good movies.
Coming up, don't forget, 4625-2768. If you've got your party requests, they need them now. They're ready and rolling to go. 4625-2768. Also online or on your phone at 2mcr.org.au.
Yes.
You can listen all night long as we count down to midnight. It's just over 4 hours to go. And we're going to wrap up the year and the show next. First, he's Boy and Bear, another new Australian artist of the year.
Yep.
And Fair and Feeding Line as we come to a close.
Great Australian talent.
Great.
Yeah.
That's a great song, actually.
Yeah.
End of 2011. And we should talk about the Saturday Night Live and review. We changed our name this year from Saturday Night Hotspot.
We did.
For those who just tuned in for the end of the year special. We've done an end of the year special this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, I think you have a website.
Yes.
We're going to be on a new continent.
Well, SaturdayNightLiveWasTaken.com was taken by some show, some unpopular show.
I think we might get on Facebook.
Some nobody.
Yeah,
we might get a Facebook page. Wow.
We're going to go. Yeah. We're going to go virtual.
And we've given up on our Twitter stream because, quite frankly, who
we
tweets?
We don't even check it.
Who really tweets anymore? Tweet?
We're not getting paid to tweet.
So thanks for listening. Don't forget the party shows next.
Yes, have a good year.
2768. And New Year's is basically over 8 o'clock. We're done.
We'll see you next year. Have a good year.
But first, before we go, we must have our submission. The worst song of the year.
Worst song of the year.
Actually was the song from last year.
It's been that crappy.
Because Lady Gaga won last year.
Well, that's right. It's been so horrible, it's taken over 2 years.
But he's gone all this year with this song. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
We were thinking about the X Factor guy. He was awful.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah.
Even Guy Sebastian. A lot of Australian talent were contenders.
We're even thinking Achy Breaky Heart would get a mention.
No.
Peter, just to make Peter happy.
But all we went, we thought, if you got a haircut like a Tool,
you
got a song like a Tool, farewell 2011, and let's hope there's no more Justin Bieber.
Everybody's station, including you. MacArthur Community Radio, FM 100.3.